Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Jodocorum. As the world continues to turn, it turns towards a new dawn for the Kalos region. But some Pokemon won't live to see its light because we're here to murder them. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm the co-murderer, Alan Ibrahim.
Alan, This region's been alright so far. But I think it's time to cut their numbers. That's a joke, because we're talking about the sword Pokemon. It's Hone Edge.
You must hone your edge if you wish to be a true Quorum Engineer. Can that be my official job title, Quorum Engineer?
Sure.
Instead of, like, Quorum Assassin, Quorum Executioner. That's a good one. Hone Edge. It's a sword. This is a classic one of those Gen 6 friends where everybody's like, they got so lazy. They used to be creative. There used to be rocks with hands. And what I do understand is that the Hone Edge, as an evolutionary line, is a little goofy. But here's the thing. So you got Hone Edge. It's just a sword in the sheath. It is Steel Ghost, which is an awesome typing. Because it's literally a real sword possessed by a spirit. Hitotsuki in Japanese. Hito means one, hitotsu, and then suki means like to stab. Or suki as in spirit possession. Clever little play on words there. It's, you know, it's just a magical sword. This is like a very common thing. But it evolves, and it doesn't grow into a bigger sword. We will talk about what we think it could evolve into in a different universe, but it evolves into two swords. Double-Aid, and then Double-Aid, when exposed to a Duskstone, goes full mask off, or mask on, depending on how you think about it, into Aegislash, which is a sword holding a shield and can also switch forms so that it's a sword and a shield kind of smushed together. What do you like this evolutionary line?
So, I don't think it makes sense as a 1-2-3.
Okay.
Because I have to cough. let me drink some water.
Yeah, please. The big sippy.
Because from Dewblade to Aegislash, it gets worse. It loses a blade. It loses its sheath, and in exchange, it gets a shield, which is not as cool as having two swords.
So you would rather it have three swords?
I would think that it would be two possible evolutions, that you could do Aegislash or Dewblade. Those are two different routes for Hone Edge to go.
Well, Aegislash kind of has an offense and a defensive form. That's what it does. I think it's like every turn it switches.
No, it depends on the move you've used.
Oh, that's what it is. It has different moves that allow it to change forms. I always am fascinated by the presence of Aegislash in competitive Pokemon because form changers like that make the game really dynamic, and you're constantly thinking about, like, you're playing it like a chess game a little bit, which is what you want your, like, competitive to look like and to feel like. But I kind of agree that it doesn't feel like a strict upgrade. It's an addition of, like, tactics. Like, it's more tactical to have a sword and a shield than just two swords. I do think they could have done three swords if they wanted to go fully Zoro from One Piece and, like, have the third sword, like, lay on top of the two. That would be fine. Also, the sheath handle goes from blue on Hone Edge to pink on Doublade. And then I believe it's purple on Aegislash, if I'm not mistaken. It is.
Yes. So here's another thing that's interesting.
Yep.
If you look at the sheath on Hone Edge, it has dad-ass teeth.
Oh, it kind of does. Yep. It's like hidden by the thing, but that's definitely dad-ass teeth.
Well, the fact that they're hidden is kind of what makes it work, because then when you go up to Dewblade, they aren't really proper dad-ass teeth. They're just sort of gremlin teeth. And then you go up to Aegislash, and it's just a sword.
It's just teeth.
There aren't even any teeth. It's just a sword.
These are some great shinies, by the way, at least on the first two. I can check Aegislash. But you know, if you're going to just do a sword, you might as well make the shinies clever.
Aegislash.
Yeah, Aegislash, very good shiny too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Leans into the ghost typing, which you really don't think about too much.
Yeah.
I guess what decides this, the answer to this, by the way, Doubleblade Nidan Gil in Japanese and Aegislash Gilgard. What is Gil? That's the word. Oh, Gilgamesh.
Mm. Okay.
Or Gild, like to cover in gold.
Sure.
What did we get? So let's some Pokedex entries. Do we lean into the ghost type? Because I know the Quorum loves ghost types. That's what they always tell me.
They do say that. I mean, yes, it attaches itself to people and drinks their life force. If you're foolish enough to grab its hilt, that cloth is just going to drain you dry.
Quorum life tip number 8,000. Cut toxic swords out of your life.
Or they'll
don't
cut
let swords
you.
Swords attach themselves to you. Yeah, exactly. Cut them with other swords that aren't toxic. If anyone dares to grab Honedge's hilt, it wraps a blue cloth around their arm and drains their life. So the cloth is part of the gimmick.
Yeah, totally.
I love that. I love that. It once belonged to a person who was killed a long time ago by the sword that makes up its body. Wait. The soul of Honedge belongs to the person who was killed by the sword.
Yes.
That's kind of dark.
You know.
The Sword and Shield decks really lean into the dark stuff. Like, really hard. The blue eye on the sword's handguard is the true body of Honedge. When it's old cloth, with its old cloth, it drains people's lives away. Where's this blue eye? Oh, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Honedge in particular gives me, like, Breath of the Wild vibes. I don't know how to describe it.
I mean, I think the sword shape is very evocative. Like, to be frank, they don't make real swords like that very often. That's not a very good sword. But it is a shape that is evocative of a lot of the weapon styling in the Zelda games.
Right, this is like an anime sword. This is not a real sword,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm-hmm. Or like Dragon Quest.
Yeah. Very Dragon Quest sword. Ghost sword, pretty common thing in mythology, though. Not, like, too out there or weird. Honedge, by the way, evolves into Doubleblade, which, when it evolves, it divides into two, which cooperate via telepathy to slash and use their coordination to slash their enemies into ribbons. Complicated sword patterns. The two blades rub together to emit a metallic sound that unnerves opponents. That's what metal sound is.
Yeah.
I don't like that noise. The two swords employ a strategy of rapidly alternating between offense and defense to bring down their prey. So the dex does lean in, does like describe more the increase in strategy and tactics going from one to two. But I think, again, the deciding factor is the sword and shield guys. Generations of kings were attended by Aegislash, which used their spectral power to manipulate and control people and Pokemon. Aegislash is the Illuminati confirmed.
Can we? I had a thought.
Tell me.
Well, I need to pull up a list of all the new Pokemon.
Okay.
In this, and have them listed in a way that makes sense, Bulbapedia. What the fuck is this? It's not what I want. If you get like a good page, you can link me. Of these fuckers, I would appreciate it.
What are you looking for?
A list of all the Gen 6 Pokemon just laid out.
Oh.
I've got the, like, category Gen 6 Pokemon, but this is a really bad way to look at this information.
I usually have trouble finding this specific thing. Da, da,
da. Okay, let me see.
Oh.
Okay, I found a good source for this.
Okay.
So, I had a different thought.
Okay.
I think Honedge is the coolest of these designs.
The single? Yeah.
And also the way it holds its own sheath and stuff. I think mm-hmm. I think you got the idea there. You don't really need these evolutions. You could have them, but I'm like, eh. We could also just not have them, right?
Yeah. I'm fully on board with this.
But I do want an evolution to it.
Oh.
I'm looking.
Are you looking for an evolution right now?
Okay, so I have an idea.
Okay, Six has an idea, everyone.
Frogadier.
Oh.
You know Frogadier, right?
We do. We talked about Frogadier.
What if...
I can already smell where this is
if
going.
If you leveled up a Frogadier with a Hone Edge in your party,
mm-hmm.
suddenly you've got a new, like, slightly modified Frogadier with a sword on its back, because the sword is possessing the Frogadier, kind of like a Slowbro.
I love it. So instead of Hone Edge evolving, it just has a... It can change to that form?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it kind of is an evolution.
Right, so in the decks, it would like be right after Hone Edge would be...
Right, and it'd be like, okay, well, Frogadier's gone, and Hone Edge is gone, and now this Pokemon is here. I imagine, just for the sake of being nice to people, there'd be a way to do like an exorcism, so you could get the two back again. If you wanted to.
Aww.
Like, go find some. And, you know, like, it wouldn't kill either of them. It'd just be like, no, let's separate these two. Hone Edge, let him go. But, like...
And you know what it would be if you put a frog with a sword? You know what that would fucking be?
I do know, actually.
That's Frog from Chrono Trigger, baby.
Uh-huh. Because I was thinking about it, and, like, I like Frogadier. I like Froakie. And I like Greninja okay. But also... I don't know, looking at Frogadier, especially like we talked about the name origins, the stuff where it's doing like the Yakuza thing. I don't know that like, oh, and of course, naturally, then it becomes a ninja. It's like, well, that could be another road here.
Right. What the alternate path there? Right. I like this. This is clever. This is creative and clever, and I like it.
So do you want to cut Dewblade and Aegislash and then have that?
Yeah. I don't think they serve a significantly better purpose. Obviously, they're cool. This is another case of, like, I'm not going to tell the Pokemon company how to do their job, but in our, I would argue, maybe better, ultimately, Pokedex, you just don't need that. I do want more. I think we can agree we want more Pokemon that evolve when they're with other Pokemon.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, like, you were talking about how much you liked Pancham to Pangoro when it has a Goth GF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's a similar idea. What would you name it? Can you think of a pun off the top of the dome? Ribby slash.
Gosh.
Croak chop. You don't have to think of one now. It's okay.
Oh, you know what? In editing, I'll insert one.
Now that was a good pun, Six.
Thank you. You do great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You do great work. Here's a little spritzy for you. Psh, psh. It's time for number 682. Spritzy!
The perfume Pokemon.
Shushupu. Pushu is like push, like spraying something.
Sure.
Bushu. Oh, that's cute. When you say it kind of quiet. Oh. This is a fairy type. It's a pure fairy type. It is a version exclusive to, I think, X. And it's a trade evolution, if I didn't already say that. Oh, no, it's Y exclusive, not X exclusive. Spritzy evolves into Aromatisse. It's based on perfume. You got the French vibe. You got the Europe vibe. You got... fancy rich people vibe. This is like what fairy types tend to be, for in my knowledge.
So here's the thing about... we can debate the value of Spritzy. Aromatisse is this like weird looking like Muppet with out of control pubic hair, and I'm not here for it.
You're not here for this like fancy rich lady that smells good?
I just don't... Yeah.
It emits scents. It scent is over so overpowering that unless a trainer enjoys the smell, they will have a hard time walking near it. It can make a Pokemon lose their sense of smell. I think that's pretty badass.
I don't see why this evolves.
To pad the decks, honestly.
Sure.
So this is a clutch example of not needing both.
Yeah. So you want to go... So off the top, I'm saying let's cut Aromatisse.
Yes. I'm fine with that.
How do you feel about Spritzy?
I like the physical like shape of Spritzy and how it kind of looks like a little perfume sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, you could,
or like a feminine version of a plague doctor mask.
Right. So a plague doctor mask. I'm just kidding. any dex entry specifically for Spritzy? It emits a scent that enraptures people. The fragrance changes depending on what it has eaten. Same. In the past, rather than using perfume, royal ladies carried a Spritzy that would waft a fragrance they liked.
Hey,
that's cool.
This is a game for kids. Let's be adults. This is about to be an adult conversation. Did you know that actually the taste of semen depends on what you've most recently eaten?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah, I super knew that. But I think that people also exaggerate how the importance of that. And they'll
I'm sure they do. If I drink
like 10 Mountain Dew Kickstarts, then first of all, I'll die. And then second of all, my nut will taste like Mountain Dew Kickstart, which is not true.
Yeah, no, it's not that direct of a line. Though I have heard that pineapple is a...
Pineapple juice. Yeah, that's like the common one if you want your nut to taste.
And pizza ain't great.
For sure. That's neither here nor there, though, my good friend.
Oh, I was just saying based on the whole, like, you know, it has a fragrance based on what it eats.
Based on what it is. Yeah. I feel ya. It's okay. It's
also
here. It's
also
not there,
much like
here.
That. I think noble ladies have no shortage of love. elbow.
Wow. Huh. Spritzy, is there got to be something in here?
Nope.
Based on a bird, like a hummingbird. I do like the bird being squeezed like that. The plague doctor thing apparently is intentional because, you know, clearing the nose and stuff.
Mm.
I was curious what Spritzy is a portmanteau of. And according to Bulbapedia, our number one resource, Spritzy is from Spritz and Fee, which is fairy in German and Dutch.
Okay.
So in German, its name is Parfum Fee, even simpler. But I don't know where you get Fee to Z. That's weird. So why not Sprit? Okay, Spritz Fee doesn't really sound as good.
No.
And Spritzy, it's fun to say. Let's give me a little Spritzy.
Kind of sounds like you're asking for a soda, but you know.
Can I get a little squirty or a Spritzy? It's got a cool purple shiny. Usually pink turns to purple. That makes total sense. I'm fine keeping Spritzy just on the count of there isn't anything filling this niche of like rich people and like perfume and regality and all that stuff. I think it works.
Sure. Okay. I'm fine with that.
It's a very simple design, but sometimes simple is good. And it's just fairy type. It doesn't need to be anything else. I wouldn't change the type. I wouldn't change the shiny. I think this is an okay design by itself. And Aromatisse, I agree, just is redundant. Now, Spritzy 6 is a parallel to the Pokemon X exclusive Swirlix, which is not fun to say. Swirlix evolves into Slurpuff.
Yeah. These two Pokemon suck.
I like the tongue.
Wrong. You don't.
Everything else really
you don't
sucks.
Actually
it's
like the tongue.
What? You can't.
No,
why don't
I'm
like
helping
the
you. Because it's not, like, it doesn't work in this context.
It's like the Gligar tongue. No, the Gligar tongue is better.
The Gligar tongue is better. The Gligar tongue is really good.
The Gligar tongue is the best tongue in all of Pokemon. And Lickitung, I know you're listening. Delete this episode off your phone. Licky Licky, you don't exist. Hey, Swirlix. Yeah, what's up?
I was just going to say Lickitung, for what it's worth, sometimes less is more.
Lickitung, I liked you in Detective Pikachu, but that's pretty much it.
You liked him in Detective Pikachu because everyone was upset that Lickitung was around.
Exactly. I can relate. So Swirlix, it's based on cotton candy. Slurpuff is also, it's meringue, actually, not just cotton candy.
But it's not. Look at it. That's not what a meringue looks like.
Can you show me what a meringue looks like?
Sure.
I genuinely don't know off the top of my head what a meringue looks like or is. I have Frog's theme stuck in my head, by the way, thanks to you.
There's a meringue.
Oh, those are meringues. I've had those.
And they look nothing like this.
Ew, I can taste them. I don't like the way those taste.
Well, I mean, okay, that's fair. You don't like the zip of the like the egg white.
Are they usually hard? Am I wrong?
I mean, they're hard, ish. Yeah.
It's like a little bit of a bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. But sometimes the flavors are good. Regardless, I don't think these like sweet, delicious friends are that good. Do we have like we kept like vanillish in them?
I don't know.
Vanillish, Vanillite, and Vanillux.
We kept just Vanillite.
Okay, so we have a dessert Pokemon.
We do have a dessert Pokemon.
It does make sense in like the French cuisine, French like high culture, that like dessert stuff.
Yeah, that they love cotton candy. That's
no. It's the aesthetic, my friend. It's the like coloring. Also, Swirlix evolves when holding a whipped dream. So I guess if you whip cotton candy, you get meringue. I don't think that's how baking works, but I'm just nitpicking.
I think if you're going to do this sort of, what I would go for here, personally.
Tell me. It's your job to tell me.
You know how they have the Mimikyu that has, like, disguise, and then when you hit it, like, the stick breaks and sort of leans over?
Yes.
I would take a dessert Pokemon that was a souffle, and the first time it got hit, the souffle deflated.
Aw, that's a really cool idea. That's a really cool idea.
It probably would suck in execution, but as an idea, it's fun.
For sure. In terms of dex entries, just so we can give them their due diligence, Slurpuff is used in bakeries to help chefs out because it has a really keen sense of smell. I like that parallelism that you can have a Slurpuff that like can detect smells, and then you have the Spritzy that can make them. It puts its sensitive sense of smell to help. It can smell things 100 million times better than a human. That's a fake ass number, bud. Its sense of smell is 100 million times better than humans. Even the faintest cell scent tells it about everything about something.
For Swirlix, it eats its own weight in sugar every day. If it doesn't get enough sugar, it becomes incredibly grumpy.
Honestly, same. That's just the mood. The sweet smell of cotton candy perfumes the fluffy fur. It spits out sticky string to tangle up its enemies.
Hmm.
I also don't like cotton candy at all.
I'm okay with cotton candy.
It is a unique sensation. Like, if I tell you, like, to imagine eating cotton candy right now, you can instantly be like, oh, yeah. And the string thing is pretty accurate. But, like, it's always sticky, and it always makes a huge mess. And it looks really pretty. I think, like, visually, I could, like, look at cotton candy forever. But it's just, they just put, like, sugar and air together, guys.
I love both of those things.
It's a devilishly simple dessert. I don't need my Pokemon to be food, guys. I don't need it to be food. That it's not like we're gonna like a raw chicken Pokemon. Yes, but not one that you would eat. Not like a meal Pokemon.
You think you could make a chicken tikka masala? Malasada, excuse me.
I could tell that took a lot of effort for you to say that correctly.
It really did.
Chicken tikka masala. Try saying that to one time fast. yeah, because I don't want to imagine someone like eating a Squirrelix. Like, what's the purpose of this? Like, why do we need a dessert thing? You're taking a bite out of your Squirrelix? No, thank you. Is that what it says even in the thing?
No.
In the decks? No.
No.
It eats itself. Let's go get cotton candy.
Okay.
Candy? What's candy floss?
I don't remember.
Oh, candy floss is another name for cotton candy.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Well, now I know. See, like, I'm looking at pictures of cotton candy, and I'm like, this looks gorgeous. I like looking at cotton candy.
Part of the problem, though, is once you get your mouth on cotton candy, it rapidly loses quality. Because with the moisture, it, like, shrinks and, like, condenses and forms these little clumps. And
see, I think that's interesting. But, again, that's a mess. It's always messy food.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like something fun about that, but no. And to get back to the discussion at hand, no. Slurpuff, Swirlix, you gotta both get out of here. I'm so sorry, but
peace.
Next though, we are talking about a pair of Pokemon who have one of like probably my top three favorite evolution methods, of all the games. So we're talking about Inkay and Malamar. Inkay number 686, Maika, which is Ma is like a demon, Ika is a cuttlefish, and Maika is like a Japanese flying squid. So it's a squid that flies. It's dark psychic type. And so you wonder to yourself, like, wait, what's dark about it? It's so cute. there's nothing evil about it. And I really don't know where this comes from, like, biologically. But I no, don't like jellyfish have like their brain in the sac or something? They have like something important to their development in the sac.
I don't know.
No jokes, please.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, point is, the way Inkay evolves is once it hits level 30, you have to rotate the device that you're holding, be it the Nintendo 3DS or the Switch if you're playing Sword and Shield, upside down while it's evolving or while it's leveling. And then it'll evolve because the fluid, the body will fall into the head and the fluid will kind of fuse and you'll get a Malamar. Which is a disgusting dark psychic nightmare thing.
Malamar Pikmin! Malamar Pikmin! Malamar Pikmin!
That's a, love Pikmin.
Yeah, that's a play on the Olimar Pikmin Super Smash right. Brothers. Crouching.
Oh. So here's a weird... well, actually, let's talk about Inkay first. Do you like Inkay by itself?
I think Inkay's cute.
It's so cute. I would. This is definitely plushieable. Sometimes I feel manipulated when I'm like, they just... It's kind of baby... I call it the Baby Yoda effect. Where it's like, you guys just wanted to sell me a plushie of this. It worked. And I do like Baby Yoda, even though I don't like the way it's used as a marketing tool and as a meme tool. But yeah, I think Inkay is super cute by itself. Malamar, though, is such a nightmare that it like physically discomforts me to look at it. And that might be a good thing.
Really?
Which part's really?
That it's such a nightmare that it physically discomforts you.
It's so... Well, because when you think about it, it's like essence of squid has fallen to itself and like formed this like new... gelatinous nightmare being that according to the Pokedex wields the most compelling hypnotic powers of any Pokemon.
Yeah.
What do you mean, guys?
I mean, what it sounds like. It lures prey close with hypnotic motions then digests them.
That's disgusting. We should keep it.
It flashes the pattern on its torso also to hypnotize people.
Here's a really dark Ultra Sun Pokedex quote. When it comes to strong hypnosis, there's an endless number of people who utilize Malamar for their nefarious deeds. What do you mean by that, Rotom Dex? Why'd you say that?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean,
that.
I know there's a lot of terrible people in the world that do a lot of awful things that go unspoken, but like, what?
I have ideas as to what they mean, and I'm choosing to block them out.
Yeah, same. Big time. And then Shield just goes, like I said earlier, all the way into the serious stuff. It is said that Malamar's hypnotic powers played a role in certain history-changing events. What I'm saying is Malamar did 9/11.
Everyone. Do the math, people. There were two shooters. It doesn't make sense with just one.
Malamars can't melt steel beams, everyone.
Yes, they can.
Oh.
That's the reveal, is they hypnotized you into thinking they couldn't.
The steel beam. There were two shooters. Shut up. In one of my history classes, we had to actually read about all the different theories behind the grassy knoll, and the amount that people are still invested in an event like that that doesn't need more explanation is baffling. But we've been hosting a Pokemon podcast for over a year now, so who are we to talk? Almost, actually, no, we haven't even hit a year yet. We're close though, very close.
Getting there.
So you like Malamar?
I'm here for Malamar. Like, listen, I don't like
Malamar. Six's a big Malamar stand.
I don't like Malamar, but I think Malamar is a valuable presence.
Yeah.
Also, anybody with the ability contrary, I feel a kinship with.
What does contrary even do? The ability inverts all changes to the stat changes of Pokemon with this ability. If an effect would lower its stat, it is increased instead. That rules.
That seems like it's probably pretty good.
And that's not even its hidden ability. You can just get that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Its hidden ability Infiltrator allows it to bypass Reflect, Light Screen, Safeguard, and Mist. This could be potentially really cool and competitive.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know competitive very well. Yeah, but yeah. It seems like it's got potential.
Psychic is usually very useful and competitive, or can be. And it has a lot of like moves it can learn. So I think Malamar is the conversation, and Inkay is the cute pal.
Mm-hmm.
And the evolution method makes them a pairing that I'm happy to keep.
Same. Let's look at these shinies real quick.
Yes, let's. They are yellow and pink.
Oh, those are...
kind of yucky.
Yeah. No. Change the shiny.
There's a reason that there are like whole books written about why red and blue are complementary colors. Like, red and blue works. Yellow and blue. And then in the case of Malamar, like yellow and green. Yeah. Shiny Malamar looks like the, whatever, the food you get at a restaurant. When you're like, is this cooked well enough? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I really don't like those shinies. But yeah, I think we keep both of these. I don't have a problem with that.
Sure. Let's talk about Binacle.
Let's see how long we can go without making the easy joke here.
So Binacle is basically resembles a barnacle.
It's got big hands. I know you're the one.
Yeah, it's got two of those spooky hands sticking out, and it's sort of Diglett style. They're annoyed at each other. I guess that's Doug Trio style. Or
is this Six and Alan hosting the Johto Corps?
I'm not that much taller than you.
But yet, you're still growing.
It's true. Child. It's true. Also, I think we look cuter than they do because they look like shit.
It's just the cheeks.
The cheeks are good.
Didn't Kyrie describe the cheeks last time? Oh, and then I was like, Pikachu has the cheeks, because like certain Pokemon have the red cheeks.
Yeah.
The cheeks are a weird touch. Like, I don't know why Binacle is
blushing.
Is blushing or is grumpy. Mm-hmm. Bionicle is the easy joke, by the way. If someone was like, why did Alan put that joke up in the air and then not like land it? It's Bionicle.
Yeah, we were both waiting for the other to cave. So.
Yeah, and I caved. And climbed into the cave, and outside I found a Barbaracle. So Binacle, two hands in a rock. It's based on the concept of barnacles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Goose barnacles, apparently, according to the Bulbapedia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I don't like looking at these barnacles.
No.
People eat these in Madrid.
Well, I mean, you gotta fuck them up somehow. Little bastards.
Oh, Christ, it's the favorite Pokemon of Tomoaki Imakuni, who is, if you played Pokemon the trading card game, he's that NPC in the black, like, with the funny ears.
Oh, the cool dude.
That's Imakuni.
By cool dude, I mean the guy who's not cool, but I like.
Yes.
Binacle
is his favorite Pokemon.
Sure.
Sure.
Well,
what's he doing these days?
Barbaracle is just like, what if we built a, like, okay, here's the thing, is it looks like someone had a bunch of binacles and was, yeah, like, how do we create like a throwaway mid-season 0079 Zeon mobile suit out of these?
I was totally thinking of like Gundam. Yeah,
like this is like the new aquatic mobile suit that shows up in one episode and is just dispatched of and you never see again.
Ugh. Its limbs having minds of their own may be a reference to alien hand syndrome. Also, Six, take a look at the shiny Barbaracle and just let your eyes burn for a little bit.
Oh.
It's so intense. I hate it.
Oh.
It's so bad.
Yikes.
And yeah, Binacle's the same. But Binacle at least looks a little bit like Christmassy because it doesn't have that many stalks coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But golly gee. Barbaracle's a mess.
These Pokemon suck.
Yeah, man. I would honestly be fine cutting both of these dum-dums.
Let's just do it. Let's read the Pokedex real quick. Make sure that we're not making a big mistake, and we're not.
Do the diligence. Binacle live together on a rock. When they fight, they move. They stretch and contract, yanking the rocks in bolt hops. They eat seaweed. After they find a rock, they adhere themselves to it and they cooperate. If they don't work well together, they fall apart.
Alan, check this out.
What's up?
When they evolve, two Binacle multiply into seven. They fight with the power of seven Binacle. Yeah, that's how math works, bud.
That's what?
When two become seven, that's seven. Cool.
Where do they get the other five?
Evolution.
Oh. Okay. Seven form together to form one Barbaracle. The Binacle that serves as the head gives order to the limbs. No shit. And then extra gross, sometimes the limbs will act on their own to ensure the enemy's defeat. So you just have this, like, ghoulish monster that's, like, kind of running at you in different directions and, like, twitching and everything's doing different things. Sorry, I really needed to get that sniffle out.
You're good.
These are both cuts, bud.
Yep. Skrelp.
Skrelp? Skrelp?
Is the mock kelp Pokemon, or Kuzumo?
Kuzumo. Kuzumo Kiryu. Anyone? Kusamodoki is like pseudo grass. Kusa, like fake, and then Modoki is like grass. Hey, I figured it out. That was me figuring that out. Usopp.
Yeah, you were actually, Kusa is grass. You've actually had it backwards.
Damn it. I got it completely wrong.
Sorry.
It's okay. I like to learn. And then Mokuzu is seaweed scraps. So I actually think that somebody in this evolutionary line should stay. Is it Skrelp or is it Dragalge? I don't know.
So looking at both of them, I'm afraid I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I think they should both stay.
Oh.
I actually think they're just kind of cool.
Well, so Skrelp is poison water, and then Dragalge is poison dragon, which is like one of the most broken types.
And also, just looking at Skrelp, it's this, like, it feels like this interesting spin. Like, you know, you had Horsey, who's just like, oh, it's just a seahorse. But this is like, oh, it's pretending to be kelp, and it kind of looks kind of sad and has this, like, curled up little nose. It looks tired.
Same.
And then Dragalge has this weird, messy majesty to it.
Yeah.
That I find really compelling.
You do not want to run into this thing when you're, like, doing some undersea diving.
Because tales are told of ships that wander to seas where Dragalge live, never to return.
That fucking rules. That rules.
Their poison is strong enough to eat through the hull of a tanker.
I love Metal Gear Solid 2. Sorry, that's all I got.
But for some reason, they get along really well with Delmise.
That's the anchor?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So I used to be afraid of seaweed. I know that's a weird little fun fact.
Okay. Sure.
But I used to, not like afraid of it, but just like I never wanted to touch it if I went to the beach. It's like, oh God, seaweed, like all that stuff.
Sure.
And it's kind of fun to see a Pokemon that's like my fear made form, given form.
Because
nowadays I'm just like, if this is a lot of seaweed, it just means like, I guess the salt content in the area of water is really high. It's fine. It's not going to do anything. It's just grass. But Dragalge will for sure fuck you up.
Yeah.
I like this evolutionary thing in Pokemon where the first form is like it hides itself and then it clamps at you when you're not suspecting it. And then the evolution is like, no, it just kills you. It doesn't need to hide anymore. You're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
If you run into a Dragalge, you're not alive anymore. Look at that shiny, by the way. Oh,
mwah. Yeah, good shinies. Mwah. Good shinies.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Yeah, it's a very cool looking Pokemon. It fills like a niche. I almost wish it was like Ghost or something.
I think it being Poison Dragon is good.
What's dragon about it?
It's a seahorse. It's the dragons of the sea.
Really? Oh, that's why like Kingdra is a dragon type. We talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was going to say because dragon also, especially now in Gen 6, having fairy type being like good guys and then dragon is supposed to be bad guys. Maybe that's what it is. Like dragon becomes evil. But like, then there's also like dark.
John Cena?
Yeah, exactly. You can't see it.
It's like with a mic in my head. It's Batman.
Yeah. So we're keeping both? Are you serious?
I mean, I'm down to do it. If you don't want to, then, like, you know, we can not do that. But I think they're both cool.
Generally, my rule for keeping both is, do they have distinct and cool things about both? And I think they do.
Yeah.
So you win this time, Six.
Well, it's time to talk about Clauncher.
Oh, boy.
Or Sea Launcher, as it would be known if it was in Mobile Suit Zeta. Deploy the Sea Launcher.
Udepo. Udepo? Excuse me? Mizudepo means water gun. And ude means arm.
Sure. Yeah, it's got...
arm water gun.
It's got the one big arm. And it looks like a real a grouchy crawdad.
If they haven't already done this, I want a water gun that is a clauncher that you can hold in your hand and like shoot water out of the claw. Mm. It's so easy, Pokemon Company, just sell that.
That would be fairly easy.
And this is just a water type. Its evolution is just a water type. We're in the ocean right now. We're doing like the ocean Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what does this speak to you? What does Clauncher say to you? Artistically.
I do like the asymmetry. I do like the expression. Other than that, I don't got much.
If two asexuals have the same height and weight, is that asymmetry?
If they're possibly. There are you more factors than that.
I'm assuming you edited in uproarious audience laughter.
Of course.
Thank you
of
for
course.
That.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Clauncher evolves into Clawitzer. You know, like the howitzer tank from World War II?
Well, howitzer is just a general type of artillery. It's not like a specific model.
The one howitzer that was deployed in World War II one time?
So it's like a howitzer is like, it's like a field gun, right? Like, you know how they used to have...
Oh, it's not a tank, it's a cannon.
Right, yeah. Basically, yeah, I guess it is just a cannon. Is there a difference between are howitzers also recoilless rifles or no? You know what? That recoilless rifle has the. Never mind. Don't listen to me.
Howitzer is a type of artillery piece characterized by short barrel and small propellant charges.
Yeah. Recoilless rifle usually has a longer barrel and it like internally, like it has it's like segmented and it like collapses kind of like, almost like an umbrella, it, like telescopes to absorb the recoil.
Yeah, I like it. Got the howitzer, that is. I also like... So I was going to say, like, oh, you definitely don't need both of these. I could honestly see an argument for cutting Clauncher. But, like, Clauncher is kind of cool. It looks, at first glance, like, this is silly. But it literally grows the claw so big that it overtakes the size of the Pokemon itself.
I feel like that's a little ridiculous.
And that's why it's good. It has the ability Mega Launcher, which I believe is a unique to it. It boosts the strength of aura and pulse moves.
Mega Launcher? So it is a Gundam thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mega Launcher. Ikimasu! And then he just fucking pulls out a gigantic
that's,
launcher.
That's the thing that the Hyakushiki fires, the big gun exactly. That it stands on.
Firing Mega Launcher. Blah. Yeah, I was forgetting to name them for a little while, but Clawitzer's Japanese name is Bloster. Hey guys, it's me, Bloster.
Okay, so the Gundam Blow thing, Lobster. Right?
Yeah.
Here's a really stupid idea.
Yay!
What if when you send out, like, give it a unique ability? I guess it does have Mega Launcher. I don't know, modify Mega Launcher. Give it a unique ability so that when you send out Clawitzer, it's just the little shrimp. And then on the second turn, the cannon gets deployed, the big claw. Like, it gets it sent out to it.
Oh, it, like, comes from off-screen, and it's like, it's launching.
I think that'd be funny. It's probably a bad idea, but...
Well, I mostly because Clawitzer is supposed to be... It's not holding the claw. It
I know.
Sorry, I'm a party pooper. Fine, you can have your gun.
No, it's fine.
Six by expelling water from the back of its claw, Clawitzer can move at a speed of 60 knots.
That's pretty fast.
Do you know how to translate knots?
Yes, knots are miles an hour.
So 69 miles an hour. That's nice.
No, just 60. Not why did you get the? Where'd you get the 9 from?
I did it in a Google. Increase multiply.
Oh, because of nautical. Because of nautical miles, right? Of course.
Yep.
Got deceived again. I was having a really dumb argument with a friend recently where I was like, oh, like the same installation on a PS4, whether it's a disc or digital download.
Oh, that was a great. That was
and they were like, I mean, I've literally done it. You're not right. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure. And then like, they were like, well, okay, this is dumb. I'm going to stop. And then like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, right. It has to also have timed it. Has to have separate space to install it. I was super wrong. And they were like, yeah, I knew that the whole time. And I was like, oh.
This is 99% of arguments with Six, where he's just like, I'm literally every fiber by being knows I'm right. And you're like, are you positive? And you're like, yes. And then 3 seconds later, you're like,
wow.
Hey, so sorry about that.
Wow.
I'm just teasing. You're not always like that.
Yikes.
You're mostly right.
Do we need to have a talk?
No, no. It's fine. I'm just... I'm pregnant. Now we have to have a different talk.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not yours. Don't worry.
What if Clawitzer was just the mega evolved form of Clawncher?
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. We did it.
Eject us. My Jodoquorm Empreg porn has to wait another couple of entries before it comes back. But keep it tuned in. I hate this so much. Can we talk about Helioptile?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you don't like it either?
I actually think it's kind of cute.
I like the area where you find it. That's one of my favorite parts of Kalos, but that like desert that goes into the cave.
Mm, yeah.
And then you're in like the crystal cave, which I'm assuming we're going to get entries on next.
Mm-hmm.
Helioptile into Heliolisk. I believe these are just dinosaurs?
Oh, they're lizards.
What's Helioptile based on? Frilled neck lizard.
Mm-hmm. Have you not seen these
Oh,
before?
Those guys.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have that. It looks like dog ears.
Well, that's because it evolves.
But why is it based on one?
Because it evolves and it's the part of the line. It's getting there. It's a baby one. It doesn't have it fully developed yet.
Okay, well... Heliolisk is that spotted lizard. It's
yeah.
The neck that's like, hey, I'm here to party.
I think they're both cool, but Heliolisk is kind of just that lizard.
Yeah, whereas, just kind of bigger.
Yeah, whereas Helioptile has the dog thing going on, which I think, like, a dog lizard's kind of cute.
Dog lizard.
I also really like the sharp angles going on its head. I feel like that looks really interesting.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of pointy Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very common.
Also, it's shiny. It's sunburned.
Aw, buddy.
Spent a little too much time in the sun.
One of its abilities is dry skin, and another one is solar power. So, that checks out. If you get a dry skin one, then it gets sunburned.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think just for what it's doing, Helioptile... I mean, Helioptile. I keep forgetting which one is the evolution. Helioptile, the pre-evolution, works on its own as, like, it's a weird electric lizard. Also, having Heliolisk be the thing, but it's also electric normal type is, like, maybe that's what normal type is it's not deviating from the animal it's based on. It's just the animal it's based on.
That's a good point. And, like,
you know,
it's so... It is a more literal version of lizards, you know, because, like, lizards are cold-blooded, so they absorb, you know, heat to make their body run. Helioptile does that through solar power, and interruption of that process stresses Helioptile to the point of weakness. So they just get really stressed out if you interrupt them while they're charging.
Oh. Same. I'm out here charging my iPhone. People are like, hey, do you have a minute to talk about Jesus? And I'm like, excuse me, I'm charging my iPhone.
Also, they don't have to eat food.
That's goals. Wait. Heliolisk doesn't have to eat food?
Well, Helioptile doesn't, so I assume Heliolisk doesn't either.
It generates, yeah. The frills on its head act like solar panels.
One Heliolisk basking in the sun with its frill outspread is all it would take to produce enough electricity to power an entire city.
What are you saying?
That's not true.
There's no way that's true. Nothing about that makes sense. It's about physical area. That's how solar power works.
I mean, I guess they do say, I mean, I guess I'm not up to date, Last I checked, solar panels were like 10% efficient. If a Heliolisk is 100% efficient, that still doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah, like what are you guys saying?
Yeah, no, that's wrong.
I like that the dex entries try to make up for Heliolisk's kind of boring design. Being like, no, it can run 100 yards in 5 seconds. It's really fast. It can power a size sky. Well, and also, yeah, wait a minute. The Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, and the Shield entries completely contradict each other. Mm. Game Freak. Omega Ruby, they flare their frills and generate energy. A single Heliolisk can generate sufficient electricity to power a skyscraper.
Okay, I can believe that.
That's totally believable. Then Shield is just like, hits the emergency button, and it's like, one basking in the sun with this frill is all it would take to produce enough electricity to power a city. Like, no, it fucking wouldn't.
Crown Island or whatever Pokedex entry is like, one Heliolisk was enough to power the creation of the Pokemon world. Powered Arceus.
There's, I know we're not talking about Temtem until next time, but there is a move you can use if you're one of the, you play the Crystal Starter. Mm-hmm. That's like, this move is a miniature version of the Big Bang, of the thing that started the whole world. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's kind of the energy I think they're going for here. Mm. Yeah, Heliolisk is just kind of boring.
Yeah, we could just keep Helioptile.
Helioptile.
Yeah.
Erikiteru. Do you, is that just electric, you guys?
Just...
Oh, Elikitir? Oh! Japanese name for a type of generator of static electricity used for electric experiments in the 18th century. Erikiteru.
Hmm.
Whoa. Well, now I have another Wikipedia page to fall down.
Do you want to do one more evolutionary line?
Oh, you fucking bet I do, bud. You know I do. Because it's fossil time.
It is. Which means we're going to stop in the middle of fossils, and honestly, that's perfect.
Because then we can start with the best fossil Pokemon in all of Pokemon. Yeah, I agree.
So Tyrunt. It's like Tyrant, but it's also like Runt.
Runt. Like Runts. Do you like Runts?
And also like Tyrannosaurus. I can eat them. They're okay. They're not great.
Obviously, no one likes banana runts. That's not relevant.
It does make me wonder, I guess, because they say that banana runts are based on the old strain of banana.
Yep.
Maybe old bananas tasted like crap.
Possible. Likely. Runts remind me of, like, that, because you don't really get those that much anymore. Like, Wonka, the company, would make a lot of hard candy.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, or middle school, I can't remember, probably middle school, I was assigned to work in the school store for a while, and this is a true story that I always forget about, but anyone who knows me from that time will remember this. I was assigned to work in the school store for the chorus teacher, and we would sell gobstoppers.
Mm, sure.
Like everlasting gobstoppers for like a nominal fee, and instead of selling them, I would just give them to people for favors. So I would just trade boxes of gobstoppers because we had so many. They like bought way too many of them in bulk. And so I would just give them to people. And it did take a while, but I did get caught. And I was asked to stop running the school store very quickly. I was a business person from day one.
I remember when I was a kid, I would buy, you know, like gobstoppers were jawbreakers. They were a form of jawbreaker.
Yeah.
And I would get jawbreakers and I'd be like, motherfucker, you won't break me. Ah! It is a miracle I have all my teeth.
Oh my god.
Because I would just right off the bat, I'd be like, I'll break you before you break me, motherfucker.
Madone was just asking me recently on one of our podcasts about like if I remembered people bringing jawbreakers to school and like wrapping them in napkins to save for later.
What?
That's disgusting. Because you can't finish it, and you can't, once you put it in your mouth, you don't want to like throw it out.
Oh no, yeah, I guess I do kind of remember that a little bit. I never did that myself.
Is this a Mandela effect thing? I don't remember this.
No, I think I do remember. I mean, maybe it just didn't happen in your area or whatever. And it wasn't much. I think I remember it happening when I was living in South Carolina.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I just wanted to throw a little shade at South Carolina. I didn't mean to kill you.
South Carolina sucks. You're fine.
Oh, okay, great.
It's a hellhole. Tyrant has immense jaws with enough destructive force that could chew up an automobile. It lived 100 million years ago.
Tyrant is cute because it's a small T-Rex. The problem with its evolution, Tyrantrum, is a problem we just keep seeming to run into now, which is it is just a fancy T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
It's got big jaws that can break metal plates, I guess. So it's like a metal T-Rex. But it's not really. That doesn't reflect on the design.
Yeah, most of its Pokedex entries are just like, it was really strong. But like, even going back to Tyrant, there's a really great little entry here from Ultra Moon. Tyrant is spoiled and selfish. It may just be trying to frolic, but sometimes the ones it's trying to frolic with are gravely injured.
Oh no.
It plays rough because it's a brat.
That's so sad. Alexa, play the song.
I think we keep Tyrant, but not Tyrantrum.
Complete restoration of Tyrantrum is impossible, allowing room for theories that its entire body was once covered in a feather-like coat. You can't just do that. That's just a T-Rex. There was a brief period of time where scientists thought that T-Rexes had feathers. I believe that's been disproven.
You've been disproven.
Did T-Rexes have feathers? 2019. The discovery of feather or dinosaurs led to debates if T-Rexes had them. The study concluded if it did, it was limited to the upper side of the trunk. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is where we're at. We're fucking reading random Google results. We don't have anything to say about Tyrantrum. It's bad.
It really is. The despot Pokemon.
You know, the nicest thing I could say about Digimon.
Ooh. What?
No, hang on. I'm deleting that. I'm going to rephrase this because I realize I just completely fucked up. The meanest thing I could say about Tyrantrum is that it looks like a Digimon.
Okay, that's fine. There are metal dinosaurs. Even in the first generation of Digimon, they do metal dinosaurs. But they actually do metal.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Which it doesn't, look like, doesn't look like a good Digimon. It just looks like a Digimon, though.
Yeah, like a lower tier, like Minion Digimon. Mm-hmm. The shiny is great. It's blue to where it's like Blue Dragon now on the Xbox 360.
Mm.
But Tyrant has it. So you don't need Tyrant Trump to have that blue shiny. You can just do that on Tyrant and be satisfied.
Yeah. No, it's cool shiny will not save you from the Quorum. Let it be known.
The Quorum's wrath cannot be satiated or something.
Something like that. Alan?
Yes.
Would you like to enter the designated promotion area?
The plug destination? Charging station?
Listen, you said it, not me.
If I was even remotely awake right now, I could make 1,000 puns about the plug zone. But instead, I will tell you, hi, everyone. It's me, Alan. I'm going to plug myself.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, everyone. Whoa, they talked back. Imagine you're just recording a podcast and you're like referring to the audience and then someone was like, yeah. And you're like, what? No. Your joke was bad.
You can keep going with your plugs.
Chat's a television podcast. This is where you can find me. That's where I host a podcast with my friend Magellan about TV shows. Come check it out. We're watching Crusade. We're talking about funny bad shows, sometimes good shows. We talk about TV every single week there. Chatspod.simplecast or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a fun show and we do a lot of work on there.
Ooh.
That's pretty much it. I want you to plug because I know you have a lot of stuff going on.
So I'm SixDetmar. You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. You can find the shows that I do at ScanlineMedia.com or Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia. Hey, guess what? This is coming out on Saturday the 25th.
Yay.
Starting on the 26th through the next Saturday, there will be like our Scanline Media Game of the Year award categories. There's going to be one podcast every day in addition to our normal podcasts, plus articles, plus personal lists. It's going to be a content extravaganza.
I love content. One of my favorite things out there currently right now, content.
Unfortunately, we decided not to record the category Best Ride presented by Norman Reedus because it was a better joke than an actual category.
But there's the joke.
Yes, but I got to say the joke, so that's good. Alan, we can't leave without saying something that I already said earlier in this podcast, but we should still say it again for the record.
For the record, may the record state that Pokemon, the video game, the franchise, the world, the creatures themselves, all of it together comprises a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Bye-bye.